This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Karen Pryor Academy for Animal Training and Behavior. Get the details on our professional dog trainers program. We develop, certify, and support excellent teachers and trainers. Visit www.karenpryoracademy.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.
Why I love freestyle, that unique connection. When I first took the plunge into freestyle, I already had a vision of a routine I wanted to do with the good, the bad, and the ugly. Ennio Morricone's awesome soundtrack from the movie of the same name. I envisioned telling an entertaining story about my dog Listo and I struggling for the Confederate gold. Thank goodness I chose something a bit easier for our first freestyle routine, as it gave me experience and time to really think about my vision for the good, the bad, and the ugly. My very first routines taught me a lot about the difficulties of putting a routine together, as well as about the challenges of selling a performance to an audience. But when it happened, when my dog and I were enjoying that routine together, it was amazing. I was very nervous, but my dog performed well from the start, and I became more relaxed with every movement and trick that followed. While I still get nervous about performing routines, now my nerves are more about my strong desire for my dogs to perform at their best and show off for the audience's enjoyment. Over the past 38 years, I've been in competition rings many, many times, too many to count, in both obedience and agility. Even the most spectacular goes and runs I've had the pleasure to experience, which did feel wonderful, don't come close to the feeling I experience in the freestyle ring. Freestyle is truly a team performance, one that requires a dog and handler to communicate fluently in order to project that performance effectively. When the team is on, we feel so close as partners, the greatest of feelings after having spent months preparing for that moment. What makes these very special moments in the freestyle ring? Is it the affection between handler and dog? Whatever the level of bond between dog and handler, I believe that love is only a part of what makes a special performing team. Love's a really important part, but it is just the foundation for the rest of the performance recipe. I love my dogs very much and consider them my family. But all the love in the world won't make a great routine. Great performances require a lot of hard work in training fluent responses, a variety of behaviors to use, good music selection that fits dog and handler, and creative choreography. That's a tall order. Canine musical freestyle is not easy, but it is fantastic. I'm a diligent and consistent trainer, but I keep something else in my training program, the enjoyment of each of my dogs. Freestyle is supposed to be fun, right? Dogs provide the most amazing surprises and reactions with their simple take on life itself. I love the funny things that dogs do, no matter how opposite it is from what I was working for. Sometimes you just have to laugh and then start over afterwards. To move forward and solve the problem often requires regrouping and changing a training tactic. That's work, and training can seem to go on and on and on. But please keep the fun in the training. If you lose the fun, you lose the emotion. In addition to great music, creative choreography, and extensive training to produce great responses, a good freestyle routine requires one more thing. I call it personality. A routine needs to project the personality of the dog and the handler, and the music theme must fit their personalities. How do I know when that personality ingredient has been added? It's not easy to tell. It's really something I feel when I watch a routine. The moment a routine begins, I glimpse an emotional view of the team and what they are presenting. I either sense a connection between the dog and the handler, or I sense that the dog is disconnected from the idea of performing, or even relating to the handler. Even if there are multiple mistakes in a routine, a connected team remains a pleasure to watch. I feel privileged to experience such performances. This working connection between the dog and handler is the most important element of the performance of a freestyle team. The connection has been called attitude or a bond as well, and most would agree on its importance in a freestyle partnership. The relationship shows itself in the way the dog willingly pays attention to the handler, waiting to respond to cues, and enjoying everything the handler is doing, simply loving to interact with the human partner. As I interact with and train my dogs, I strive to build on our working connection every day. While training, I'm alert to any problems that arise with the connection. It's important to train with dedication, effectiveness, and persistence. But without establishing and maintaining the essential connection with my canine partner, we can't reach our performance goals. We're both family and business partners, connected in multiple ways in our pursuit of the fun of the sport of freestyle. Train, love, laugh, and dance like no one is watching. This has been Michelle Pouliot. Smooth moves to all.
This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Karen Pryor Academy for Animal Training and Behavior. Get the details on our professional dog trainers program. We develop, certify, and support excellent teachers and trainers. Visit www.karenpryoracademy.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.